This is a CBC podcast.
Hello there, I'm Rick Clough, and this is the Early Edition podcast for Valentine's Day, the 14th day of February. And today, the ABCs of LNG and the meaning of flowers on this particular day. And Adam Creek joins us from his rowboat in the middle of the ocean. Well, after 3 years of planning, Olympic gold medalist Adam Creek and his three teammates are rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, they plan to make this 7,000-kilometer crossing all on human power. They started out in Senegal a few weeks ago and are now making their way to Miami. And Adam joins us via satellite phone.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine. How
are
you?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're keeping our spirits together. We're both moving a little bit slower than we had expected off the start, but we're definitely appreciating just being out in the middle of the ocean and getting to experience it from a very slow and unique perspective.
Where are you right now exactly?
Well, we are about 400 nautical miles west of the Cape Verdes Islands group, which is probably another 500 miles off of the coast of Africa.
Wow. And what's your routine? How much are you rowing every day?
We're rowing approximately 12 hours every day. And so what we do is we row in 1 hour, 2 hour, or 4 hour shifts, 24 hours a day. And there's two of us who are rowing and two of us who are either sleeping or cooking or doing other chores while we're on the boat. One of the main things that we're doing on this boat is actually science. We partnered with psychologists, with people who study sleep, as well as our primary objective, which is to study the ocean itself. We've partnered with a number of universities, but primarily the University of Washington, down in Washington State, to study ocean acidification, as well as has helped correlate a lot of different models on current weather, meteorology, that sort of thing.
When you and I spoke before you left, you were very excited about the science of this this expedition. What have you seen so far? What have you seen that surprised you so far?
I've been surprised by the amount of life that we have seen. I've heard very mixed reports about the life that exists within the ocean. Some people who I've spoken with, they say, oh, there's no life in the ocean anymore. When I was younger, now that I'm older, I don't see anything. But flying fish are everywhere. There's a lot of these little clear jelly-like creatures called salps. We rode through a giant minefield of gooseneck mussels, which are these little mussels that just kind of form and float on the ocean. We've seen the highlights, though, have been a big leatherback turtle who came up to our boat and was playing with our boat and flopping around. He was trying to climb in. And then we also ran a super pod of dolphins. Hundreds and hundreds of dolphins just stampeding and herding by us and jumping literally feet from our boat and jumping under our boat. It was really awe-inspiring.
I've been on your website every day just tracking your progress, and I'm fascinated by what you're able to accomplish now through a satellite phone.
Oh, it's unbelievable to think how adventure has changed, really, in the last even 50 years. And I think with adventure, we've explored the entire planet now, and so I think it's important that we start integrating science and so that we start exploring things that are smaller and smaller and more minute. One of the things that we're exploring is what's happening to the ocean with regards to acidification. We're noticing that the pH level of the ocean is slowly starting to drop. We're inspired by adventure, we're inspired by getting outside, and we're inspired by being physical, but we're also inspired by actually learning and discovering what's happening to our planet from an up-close and personal experience.
What's caused you the most trouble, Adam?
The most trouble has been the weather. We were caught up in a storm for about 5 days, and every night we had to go on sea anchor. So it's essentially a giant underwater parachute that we have to throw out the back of our boat, and we just kind of bob up and down in the ocean. Another thing that's been causing us trouble is our wind turbine isn't generating the electricity that we want it to. So we've been on severe power restrictions for the last days. It's been very cloudy, so we've had to shut down a lot of our systems, and we're running on the edge of power right now. We're very dependent on the sun.
You've been planning this for so long, Adam. Is this, so far, is it everything you hoped it might be?
I didn't really know what it would be, to be honest with you. And it has been, it's been wonderful. It's been an experience. It's been something that I haven't really found the words to describe yet. So,
and you're only 20. You're only 20 days in.
Yeah. So we probably have another 40 to 60 days left in this journey. So I'll have some time to think about it. But one thing I wanted to get out of it was just a raw appreciation of the ocean. I've been reading the book Adrift. Someone gave that to me. It's about this guy who abandoned ship and basically floated in a rubber raft to the Caribbean. It took him 70 days, and he barely survived. And just to a better appreciation for literature, for movies, for stories, for even the maritime history of the world by doing something like this. That was something I wanted, and something that I feel like I've actually gotten by experiencing the ocean firsthand. Its strength, its power, and its real indifference to the fact that you're riding on her back.
Adam, Godspeed. We'll chat again. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your crew.
Yeah. you too. Bye-bye.
Adam Creek, roughly 400 miles west of nowhere. For everyone here on the Early Edition, I'm Rick Clough. Have a very happy Valentine's Day. We'll see you tomorrow.